Good morning to everyone. Did anyone here ever feel that they weren't davening on Shabbos? Did anyone here ever feel that you weren't davening on Shabbos?
Yes.
No.
Why?
No.
Because I was either sick or my mind was taken over by...
Okay, I'm going to buttress my question. That's absolutely legitimate, both reasons, both being ill as well as your mind being taken over by other things. But my question is going to be buttressed. You're standing in shul, you have a sitter in front of you,
right,
and you feel that you're not davening, even though you are saying the words. And you have kavana for every word you're saying, but you're still not davening. Because what does the word davening mean, or tefillah mean, in the eyes of the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim, and whatnot? The word tefillah, definition. Hi, I came to Judaism. Right. I'm new. I don't know anything. What is prayer?
Is it reflexive, first of all? It's your...
Okay, you're getting philosophical. I'm a simple person coming in.
Well,
it's reflective.
Talking,
it's that
you're talking to God.
The word tefillah is talking to God. Or is the word tefillah not just talking to God, but I can talk, I can praise, I can say thank you, and I can also request. The word tefillah means request. Two times in Shas, it says, Masechet Avodah Zarah and Masechet Brachot, La'olam yisader adam shvachol shel makom va'achar kach yitpalel. A person should always follow the following equation when davening. First, the person should say a praise to God, praising God for who God is, and then should lehit palel, which means, obviously doesn't mean praise, as we just said that, it means request.
But we don't have that on Shabbat.
So, we have a question.
Yeah.
We don't have that on Shabbat.
Yeah, right.
You look in your sitter, you'll see that there's 13 blessings of request every single day. The sages took it out and put in a request about Shabbos Friday night. Ataki dashta yom hashvi'i, you made Shabbos holy. Very nice to know. Shabbos morning, yismach Moshe ben batnach l'kol, Moshe should be happy. Mincha ata echad v'shimcha echad, you're one, your name is one. Umika amcha Yisrael, and the Jewish people are one. Requests, not there.
Right.
So we'll have to dedicate a separate class as to, do we really daven on Shabbos? So today, let's take a step back and just ask ourselves one question. Why did they take it out? Why is it Shabbos morning you don't get up and say all the requests that you say every single day? We just said that the Gemara says the word tefillah means request. So following the protocol of prayer in Judaism, you're supposed to request. Not only that, but the Rambam says that this particular equation, praise, request, and thanksgiving, is the Oraisa. That's the only way to daven. You don't have to necessarily use our sitter to get to that. It's a good idea. That's maybe the Rabbanon, but on a D'oraisa biblical level, that's the equation. So somehow on Shabbos, we're not doing that. So we'll have to dedicate a shir as to, do we daven on Shabbos? But let's take a step back and just ask ourselves, first of all, why did the sages feel that requests are not appropriate on Shabbos?
First of all, we make Mishaberichs on Shabbat.
Good question. We'll get to that.
That is a specific request.
We'll get to that.
And
so,
if someone's really
we'll
sick
get to that.
And you're davening your Shabbos from the sitter, are you really supposed to not have them in mind in any place?
So comes along Bruce and says, with due respect, maybe in the Amidah there's no requests, but there are requests in other places in davening. There's Mishaberachs we make and whatnot. You should know that any one of those is a question. But let's first, for us, fundamentally, understand. Why are there no requests? Maybe your answers your questions will be answered based on the equation of why. So, Bevakasha, does anyone want to know why? What do you think? 13 blessings out, one blessing in, no requests. Why?
They feel it's inconsistent with the overall mood of Shabbat.
Why? If on Shabbos you say, I request a plate of chulent. Is that out of place? You know how to request from your wife a plate of chulent?
Like Hashem stepped back on Shabbat. He stepped back from creating.
Mm-hmm.
So the request is kind of like a similar, I guess. It's like rather than just letting things be, which Hashem did on Shabbat, he let the laws of nature take their course.
He can't remember to do it on Sunday.
The request is kind of like goes against that, I guess.
So Mitch is actually quoting a beautiful reason, and this is reason number one, and that's a reason that's quoted in Rashi on the Chumash. When Rashi says, with regard to Shabbat, in the Ten Commandments, it says that Zachorat Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, etc., Rashi says that on Shabbos, the Jew has to be in a situation where he feels, or she feels, all their needs are taken care of. I did enough. I did enough for the week. Based on that, the Yerushalmi comes along and says, Asur litvor tzrachav b'Shabbat. The Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos, chapter 15, says, you're not allowed to request on Shabbos. It's inappropriate to the Shabbos mood. And based on what Mitch says in the name of Rashi, or Rashi in the name of Mitch, you can decide, ultimately, on Shabbos, a Jew has to live with the notion or the feeling, I don't have anything to request for what I'm happy with what I have. I'm happy with what I have. Motzei Shabbos, we'll go back to requesting and asking. But right now, for the next 25 hours, I'm happy with what I have. You have to have that mindset, and therefore it's absolutely inappropriate to ask of God any requests on Shabbos. Shabbos mood, everything's done. That's the Yerushalmi. Rashi, we can add to it.
It's appropriate to give thanks on Shabbos. That's,
thanks is fine, but thanks is not request. Thanks is beautiful. You can say thanks. We say thanks. At the end of the Amida, we say, Yatov Shimcha Ulachana El Hodot, Modim Anachnu La. Thanks, okay. We have no issue with thanks, but request, inappropriate. However, we have one problem. We still have one problem. I just quoted the Yerushalmi.
Right.
If I quoted the Yerushalmi, perhaps I should quote the Bavli. Now, sometimes the Babylonian Talmud has nothing to say on an issue, and sometimes it does. Do you think they have what to say on this issue?
I would think.
You would think why?
Central.
It's pretty obvious. You know, a Jew every day says exactly the same Amida three times a day. All of a sudden, come Shabbos, not only does the Amida change from Friday night to Shabbos morning to Mincha, but it's a totally different Amida, no requests. So I don't think the Babylonian scholars could have just passed over this one. So they asked a question. And this is the answer the Gemara gives in Masechet Brachot as to why we don't have requests on Shabbos. And I quote, in order not to bother a Jew on Shabbos. When I first learned that the Gemara, in order not to bother a Jew, some of the Mefarshim on that Gemara say, what does it mean, not to lahatriach, mitroach on Shabbos? It means davening should be shorter. You should go home, you should eat, you should rest, you should sleep. Davening should be shorter. So, if you look at it mathematically, they're right. During the week you have 19 blessings of the Amida. Then you have the Chazarat HaShatz, 19 times 2. Comes along Shabbos, you have only 7 blessings of the Amida. 7 times 2 is 14. All right, you have a Musaf, also 7. But it comes out to less. But when I learned it in that vein, I said, this is hilarious. During the week, half an hour, you're in and out. Shabbos, you'd be lucky if you're out an hour and a half, 2 hours minimum. Then you got the rabbi's speech, the announcements, and who knows what else they add in. You're in there for 2.5 hours. What are they talking about? So maybe the Gemara means something else. The Gemara in the Bavli, in Masechet Brachos, perhaps means not that you don't bother a Jew in terms of quantity, but rather, when a Jew would daven on Shabbos, open up a siddur and say, Atachonein la Adam Da'at, he'd remember, or she would remember, they have a test, or they have a big exam, or a big meeting, they need a lot of wisdom to get through it. Yes. It would bother their Shabbos mood.
Yes.
And then they would get to the Rafa'enu, as Bruce said, he knows many people that are ill. It would remind him of all of that.
Yes.
We wanted you not to be reminded of all the problems in the world on Shabbos. Now, that's a little different than saying it's forbidden to ask of God to request on Shabbos. It's more like saying, we don't want to bother you. Is there any difference between the two? Forbidden versus we don't want to bother you? Can we find differences halachically? Are there any practical ramifications that we can find? Let's take the most obvious one. What's the most obvious one? This can happen to anyone on Shabbos. As a matter of fact, it can happen to you very naturally on a Friday night. How do you start the 13 blessings of requests during the week? What's the first word? Now let's go back in our minds. We davened this morning, okay. I woke up, I brushed my teeth. Everyone, come on, come on. We're getting there. Yimodani, Berchos HaShachar, Shema. You all did it this morning, or we're still behind schedule?
No.
We changed the clocks this week, gentlemen. Zman Kriyat Shema has passed. Zman Tefila is looming. Okay. Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh U'Kadoshim B'chol Yom Yehalelu Chasela. Nitzach Sfard adds in another line. Baruch Ata Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. What's next? Now we start the 13 blessings of request. God, you're great, you're wonderful, you're holy. I got a few problems in life. And here they are. What's the first? I hope we don't start with Rafayin. In my city, we don't start with Rafayin. I don't know. Anyone? You have bestowed upon a human being wisdom, etc. How do you start the first blessing after the blessings of praise on Friday night? Okay, this is harder. It was a week ago, almost a week ago. Ata kidashta. Same word. Ata, ata. Just instead of saying ata chonein, you say ata kidashta. Let's say a Jew says, instead of ata kidashta, ata chonein la adam dat, and all of a sudden hits himself on the head and says, oh yeah, I forgot it's Shabbos. That's not the right thing to say. What's the halacha? If you say it's absolutely forbidden to request of God on Shabbos, maybe you have to start the Shmoneh Esrei again. Maybe you have to start the Bracha again. Who knows? But if you say, listen, it's not inappropriate. We just don't want to bother a Jew. But if you bothered yourself already, you bothered yourself. It's not inappropriate to Shabbos. We just don't want to bother you. There's a big difference between saying inappropriate versus I don't want to bother you. Meaning I could bother you. I don't want to bother you right now. You're in a good mood. I don't want to bother you now. I'll bother you tomorrow. So if you say it's just that you don't want to bother a Jew, then maybe Atachonein L'Adam Dat is appropriate on Shabbos. Doesn't negate Shabbos, just want to bother a Jew. But if you bothered yourself because you made a mistake, what should be the halacha? And this is the halacha, by the way. If you made a mistake on Shabbos and you started the weekday Amidah, you finish that bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Chonein Hadat, and then you go back to the Shabbos Amidah. That's the halacha. That proves that the Babli overrided the Yerushalmi on this issue. Because if it was inappropriate, it's inappropriate. It's like saying the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. It's like saying V'tein Tal U'matal Livracha in the summer. Inappropriate, not there, shouldn't be there. But if you say, no, it's appropriate, you just don't want to bother the guy. If you bothered yourself, you bothered yourself, it's okay. Second ramification. We talked about the Amida per se. What about other parts of davening that are request-oriented? I just said there's no request on Shabbos. That's a very nice statement to make. Now you're going to go home and you're going to say, oh, this rabbi just sold us the Brooklyn Bridge. Wow, did he pull one over my eyes. Let me ask you a very simple question. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael b'tfilatam v'ashevet ha'avodah l'dvir beitecha. God, may our prayers be appeasing to you and may you return the holy sacrificial work to your temple. Did I just say a request or a praise?
It's a request.
It's a request. It's a request. Do we say it on Shabbos? Mm. Hmm?
It's not personal.
Maybe it's not personal, but do we say a request on Shabbos? Yes. If you say it's absolutely forbidden to request on Shabbos, and the only thing that would override it would be dire circumstances. And indeed, in dire circumstances, you could request of God on Shabbos. But if you say, listen, it's appropriate for Shabbos, you have a relationship with God, you can continue to talk to God on Shabbos and request things, but we don't want to bother you. We don't want to bother you. Therefore, perhaps we'll say, listen, we don't want to bother God, or we don't want to bother ourselves with our personal requests. But as pointed out, if it's not my personal request, but a general request, such as return the temple to where it was, it's okay.
Although his requests are in the group.
Hmm?
The whole Shmoneh Esrei is in a plural. It's for the group.
Yes, but when you go ahead and you request God heal the sick, you can put in your personal requests. When you say Ratzei Hashem Elokeinu, you cannot put in your personal requests. In other words, you can't say Ratzei Hashem Elokeinu Mamcha Yisrael V'Tfilatam V'Shevet Ha'Avodah V'Beitecha. And when I become a Kohen God in the temple, then do me a favor. Make the floor hot so I don't get a cold when I walk around barefoot on Har HaBayit in the winter. That you can't do. You could do that in the other blessings. If you say, V'Yerushalayim Yircha Barachamim Tashu, you can say, in God, when you return the temple in Jerusalem, when it's a cold day, make sure the floor is heated there because I'm going to be walking barefoot. That you could do. You can't do it in Ritzei. So we just gave two nafkaminas. One is, if you made a mistake, if it's totally forbidden, you made a mistake. Start the Shmoneh Esrei again, perhaps. But if you say it's not forbidden, it's just not the right time. But if you made yourself bothered for it, then you bothered yourself already. It's gone. Once you bothered yourself, you bothered yourself. And therefore, finish the bracha. Second one, maybe certain requests are okay on Shabbos. If it's absolutely inappropriate on Shabbos to say any requests, requests would be taken out, including Ritzei. But we leave Ritzei in.
Like
Mishabarach. Now, I just want to say, is a problem. Is a problem. I don't want to open up a Pandora's box, but it is a problem. There are halachos in Shulchan Aruch with regard to who you could request for on Shabbos, because we said either it's forbidden or we don't want to bother a Jew. So in general, we don't request on Shabbos. In general, we don't. So the question I have is, are there certain requests we can? So I said a minute ago, yes, we said public. We also said if someone's in dire circumstances, if someone's in a hospital and they're in dire circumstances, you can absolutely 100% make a mishaberach for that person. And even at the end of your Shmoneh Esrei, before you take three steps back, I would absolutely encourage to do that. But let's say a person's in bed. You have the mishaberach list, the famous list that I have to say is a very, very problematic list. Do you know why it's a problematic list?
Let me get sure.
It never gets shorter. How many people do you know? How many people do you know have put an email, a Facebook post, or whatnot out saying, please daven for? Thank you. How many people do you know came along and said, Baruch Hashem, this person has been healed? Or Baruch Hashem, unfortunately, God has taken them back to the better world. Thank you for your prayers. I don't know many. So somehow the Mishaberach list stales stalemate, and it never ends. It never gets shorter. It gets bigger, it doesn't get shorter. The Mishaberach list is a problem, because many of us have been davening for people, authentically, and some of them are dead. But we're davening, they should be healthy. And that's a problem. And if anyone's listening right now, solve the problem. There are many rabbis in the world that have solved the problem in the following manner. They put out an email on Thursday and they say, if there's someone in dire circumstances, please let me know the name that Thursday. If it's important enough for you that Thursday, you'll give it to the rabbi and the rabbi will say a mishaberach on Shabbos. But if you didn't, it's not going to be said. Now, during the week, I don't know if you have to be so machmir. I think it's absolutely ludicrous that we're davening for dead people or healthy people, but I don't have a good solution other than saying to people, if you request people to daven, please go ahead and also request of them when they're finished, thank you, move on. What's your solution?
I've seen this in a few shuls, and we started this a couple of years ago here, where the Gabbai announces, we will make a Mishaberach, and everyone should say their own private.
Yes. Okay, that solves the problem of time. In other words, there's not a long Mishaberach list read by a Gabbai. Everyone says it's important. But if you have a list in your hand, and your list is about a mile long, that's a problem. Now, are you allowed to daven on Shabbos for people that are not dangerously ill? The answer is no, either inappropriate or you shouldn't be bothered. If they're dangerously ill, absolutely it's okay. Not only because Pikuach Nefesh overrides everything, including this quasi-prohibition, but maybe it's not even a prohibition. Maybe it's, we don't want to bother you, but if you bothered yourself, you bothered yourself. What can you do? We tried not to bother you. We took out the 19 blessings, and you bothered yourself. Sorry, you got bothered yourself. And this leads to my final ramification. We just said it's either inappropriate to request of God on Shabbos requests versus we don't want to bother a Jew. Is it such a bother to say Ritzei on Shabbos or at the end of the Amida to say Yiratzo milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu shiyibone Beit HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu? So here we have a machlokas between poskim. Certain poskim said, just like the sages took out the 19 blessings, let's go through the Siddur and start taking out a few more things. So, where do you want to start? Let's start with Shibana Beis HaMikdash. Is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built on Shabbos? Pretty sure not. If it's coming down from Shemayim, built, according to one daya, Rashi says that and others, then due respect, maybe it won't come down on Shabbos for the following reason. The Gemara has a big machlokes, and I'm not kidding you, will Mashiach come on Shabbos? Because if he comes on Shabbos, he's violating Shabbos by coming from one chum to another. Correct?
Depends where he is.
It depends where he is, but if even he's in Efrat, he wants to go to Yerushalayim, he's violating the Isser of Tchumen. So the Gemara says that he won't come on Shabbos. And thus, is the reason why right after Havdalah, what do we sing? Eliyahu Hanavi. Why Eliyahu Hanavi? Because now Shabbos is over, Isser Tchumen's finished, now he can come! So the minute you have a chance for him to come, you say it, let him come. Now, if he's not going to come on Shabbos, I'm pretty sure the Beis HaMikdash won't be built on Shabbos, especially if human hands are going to build it. And again, if it's coming down from Shemayim, I don't know how it's going to come down from Shemayim, but quite frankly, that's also an Isser of Tchumen. And even if it comes down from Shemayim, how are we supposed to inaugurate the place? After all, we're not there. We have to bring a Korban Tamid and whatnot. You can't do it. So gentlemen, if we're not there, we don't know what's happening and whatnot, should we request Sheba on a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? According to the daya, that request is inappropriate. For sure you should take it out. But according to the daya that, listen, we don't want to bother a Jew. Perhaps things that we say every single day, what the sages and what the poskim use at the term of seder hatfilah, the regular things you say every day, don't bother you too much. You say it Thursday, you say it Friday, you'll say it on Saturday. If it's a new request, oh, that's going to bother me, I don't have it, I need it. But if it's an old request in the sense of I said it Thursday, I said it Friday, I'm probably going to say it Sunday, maybe it's okay. Anything I'll say, der hatfilah. And if you look through the Siddur, you can pinpoint various places where there are requests on Shabbos, but we say them every day. Elokai Netzor is a request. So Reb Chaim Brisker wouldn't say Elokai Netzor on Shabbos. Yehi Ratzon Mifanecha Sheibana Beis HaMikdash is a request. Should we take it out or not? But we say it every day. And you can go on and on with examples throughout davening where you see things are said every day, and we say them on Shabbos too. I don't know if it bothers a Jew too much, but if it's inappropriate to request, take out any request from davening, take out any request from your Shabbos observance, including the songs you sing. If there's requests in there, don't say it. So once in this around this table, we talked about Baruchuni L'Shalom, that many people sing to the angels on Friday night. And we said it's problematic for one reason, because you're praying to angels. Leaving that aside, that's a separate issue. Perhaps asking an angel for a bracha on Shabbos is inappropriate. Why? It's a request. And it's not said every day. It's said only on Shabbos. On the other hand, you can make a point. It doesn't bother me. I say it every Friday night. Every Friday night, the same protocol. But if it's inappropriate to request on Shabbos, you should take it out.
We know that during the week, we're not supposed to extend davening because people get to work. And now we're saying it's Shabbat, you can extend the request because it's for the guy needs to get home and get his rest. So, you know, it's interesting. But and
okay,
what about
it's actually, I
why
saw
should it. There be a sermon on Shabbat? Mm-hmm. That's what people probably may not want to hear. So in terms of annoying the
Okay, tzibur, let's just put things straight. The Gemara does not say that during the week, on Shabbos you can have a long davening and during the week you can have a short davening. The Gemara does say the second clause and not the first. The Gemara says, how come there's only three aliyahs during the week? Right. And on Shabbos there's seven. And it gives the following reason, that people have to get to work, so we didn't want to extend davening so much during the week. But it never said that davening can't be long. It just said that during the week there is dire circumstances, and that doesn't exist on Shabbos. That does not give anyone a license to make davening too long on Shabbos, for many reasons, but let me throw out two reasons here. Reason number one, we just said, if the sages took out 19 blessings of request, which as I said is a problem halachically, because we're not requesting, we should be requesting every time we daven. In order not to bother a Jew, and some of the Mefarshim say, it's because you're extending davening too long, you want him to go home and eat, don't make davening too long. Number two, there's a notion of tircha tzibura. The chazan may be in heaven, but the congregation wants to shoot the guy.
Why is there a sermon?
Without quoting names and ways of davening, I don't think anyone has come to the proper medium of how to have a substantial davening and yet not a long davening. And it's a problem, and we continue to deal with it. But quite frankly, if we have to think about this logically, we have to assume that indeed on Shabbos we have to balance a few things. We have to balance having a substantial davening, it's a substantial day. We have to balance having time to eat and to rest. We have to have a nice meal. And people should think about how to balance it all. And to have a 2-3 hour davening, I'm not so sure, is balancing it all. It's balancing one thing on cheshbon of another. But that's a separate issue. To sum up what we did today, we basically asked a simple question. Do we daven on Shabbos? And we have a problem because we take out their requests. So we're going to have to solve that problem, and perhaps we will at a different shiur. But we have to take a step back and say, why did they take out their requests? According to the Rishalmi, you're not allowed to request on Shabbos. You have to feel everything's done. Nothing to request. Whatever I have, I have. Whatever I don't have, I won't have. 25 hours, I'm happy with what I have. According to the Bavli, not to bother a Jew on Shabbos. And we brought two ramifications. Ramification number one is if you make a mistake. According to the Rishalmi, you made a big mistake. According to the Bavli, hey, you shouldn't be bothered, but if you're bothered, world doesn't come to an end. It's okay to say it on Shabbos, just we don't want to bother you. And that's the halacha. You finish that bracha. And number two, what's the second ramification? Can we have certain other requests in davening, such as public requests, like Ritzei, Sim Shalom? Looks like requests to me. And they're in there because they're more public and not private. That was the shiur today, and then we went into certain tangents of what about other requests around the davening, such as Mishaberach, Yehi Ratzons, and whatnot? Are they appropriate? Should they be taken out? And as you can see, there's no consistency here. Because at the end of the day, in many Sidurim, it's printed, Yehi Ratzon, Shibana Beis HaMikdash. No one says omit on Shabbos. And on the other hand, when Shabbos comes out during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, or Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, it says omit Avinu Malkeinu. At the same time, there's 25 other requests in davening that we don't omit. But Avinu Malkeinu, no Avinu Malkeinu. So on this issue, you could see that the Bavli Yerushalmi, it's continuing to be, I would say, an ongoing battle. Which requests are in, which are out, which are inappropriate, which are inappropriate. In general, we postulate like the Bavli that it's okay to request on Shabbos, albeit we don't want to bother you. And throughout the generations, the question always was, well, what's considered a bother and what's not considered a bother? And quite frankly, as many years as I've been trying to come to a certain rule on it, I haven't gotten to a rule. Because it's beyond me how we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, but we say Zochreinu L'chaim, Melechafetz B'chaim, Uchtov L'chaim Tovim Kol B'nei V'ritecha. So we say these requests, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Don't know. Question, yeah.
On Shabbos, during the reading of the Torah, specifically announcement is made for, to say the poor Shlema, for people who are ill. Is this a public request?
It's absolutely a private request, and I think it's a problem. As I said, there's halachos of who you could daven for who's sick on Shabbos and who you can't. And just to make a mishaberach, yeah, daven for anyone you want, is a problem. I'm saying again, is a problem. I'm not saying it's the end of the world, because we do pasken like the Bavli, but there are halachos as to what you can request for and what you can't. It is a problem. You have to limit your mishaberach, not for those that have a little fever, but for those that are really sick.
Why would the Bible leave it up to the person, the individual? There's a minimal standard that you have to cover. And then, if you want to do more, because you want to tear for yourself, because you feel the need to do so.
The sages said that it's not something that's up to you in the sense of you can tereach yourself, but rather you shouldn't matreach yourself. That was the way they decided. Now, even though that's the case, if you are bothered by something because it's acute, because it's a clear and present danger, then there's nothing you can do about it. What are you going to do? The only way you can not be bothered by it is if you're oblivious. What's the word in English?
Oblivious.
Oblivious. In other words, you're totally and utterly blind to reality. So let's say there's a war blooming and happening, and you're in your Shabbos. What are you going to say? No, I'm Shabbos now. I'm not going to pray for the soldiers to come back safely. I'm not going to pray for people not to be wounded. I'm not going to pray for people not to be shot dead because of Shabbos. What do you mean? You're already bothered. Right. If you're not bothered, you're blind. On the other hand, they didn't want you to be bothered by things that you instigate. And many a times, if you daven properly, you instigate things within you that you don't think about. It's not at the forefront of your mind, but you're bringing it to the forefront of your mind. That's what the sages wanted during the week. They wanted you to bring life into shul. Comes along Shabbos, and they said, listen, we don't want this to be in the forefront of your mind, but if already is, someone's sick in the hospital, or dear friend, and they're very sick, of course you make a mishaberach for them. And of course you daven for them, because it's already you're bothered by it on Shabbos. Again, the Yerushalmi probably there would say, maybe not. Even though Yerushalmi itself says, if there's a clear and present danger, you're allowed to daven on Shabbos. Everyone agrees to that. When it comes to not a present and clear danger, but rather things in between, let's say not a guy sick, dead in the hospital, but a person that's not healthy, fortunately going through radiation. So at this moment, he's okay, but he's not okay. He has cancer, but as far as I know, I don't have to call Erev Shabbos to see if he's alive and see if anything happened on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos. So if that's the case, do you daven for him on Shabbos or not? Question. So, as you can see, requests on Shabbos is not a clear issue. At the end of the day, we say that requests are okay on Shabbos, but we don't want to bring it to the forefront of our minds. And we dealt here with various examples throughout davening. And as you go through davening this week, I'm pretty sure you'll come up with many, many different examples where you say, hey, that's a request. Hey, how come that was left in? Oh, I see this was taken out. Why was it taken out? And as I said, I couldn't find a consistency on this issue all these years. And I end with the following challenge, and if you can explain it to me, it would be great. How come Avinu Malkeinu was taken out and all the other requests are left in? What do you mean? Avinu Malkeinu Achazirenu B'tshuva Shleima Lefanecha is not the request?
It's a kind of vidui. Chatanu Lefanecha.
It's also a vidui, but there's a lot of requests in there. Shlach Refuah Shleima Lecholei Amecha is a request.
Yeah, those are add-ons. The main thing
Kotveinu B'Sefer Chayim Tovim is a request. Kotveinu B'Sefer Ge'ulavi Yeshua Parnasa V'Chalkala. That's a request.
That's the middle section which was added on.
So it's a request. So there are requests. Chatan Lefanecha is also a request. So I'll say, vidui is not appropriate on Shabbos. Now everyone's looking at me. We don't say Tachanun on Shabbos, so we don't say Rachum V'chanun Chatat Lefanecha. No, we don't say Tachanun on Shabbos. Do we say vidui when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? 100% we said vidui. We said it 10 times. No, we don't actually. The Ashkenazim don't. The Sephardim do. Most Ashkenazic Siddiq says omit on Shabbos. And again, I find it a little funny. You say every other request except for Avinu Malkei. That not we don't say.
You should also, by the way, the drug.
I have a reason for it, but I'm not going to.
The Yom Kippur service, kind of, where Avinu Malkei we say for like a month prior, like you have a chance to say Avinu Malkei, whereas if you took Avinu away from Rosh Hashanah, you know.
Yeah, that's a very interesting reason. That's a very interesting reason. But if that would be the reason, you'd also take out Uchtov L'Chaim Tovim Kol B'nei V'ritecha, because you've been saying it for the last 10 days. So one day not big deal.
Ashul made the drasha after davening is over, and whoever wants to stay, that it's not a tikkun, they can stay. The one in there asking you.
Bruce, I have no problem with it. As a matter of fact, I've encouraged it in many places. But many people have said that many people in the world do not come to shul to daven. Either they don't know how to daven, they're not at the level yet, they come for the drasha. And if you wait till they after davening, they won't be there, for whatever reason. I think it's, though, on the surface, a fabulous idea. Davening should be an hour and a half, Shabbos, Kiddush. People are now fine, calm, their minds are open, their bellies are full. Now, give a drasha for 20 minutes, people will listen. Now, I have been to shul, so that has been the protocol. But that's more because I was a guest. And they knew it was going to be, they wanted a longer drasha. So there was a davening, kiddush, certain people drank a l'chaim. All of a sudden when you drink a l'chaim, you have more tolerance. And then they sit down, and you give a proper shir, drasha, whatever it is. But again, it's very difficult on Shabbos to balance many different things. You want to daven properly. You want to teach Torah, because many people don't learn Torah all week, unfortunately, don't have the time. So you want to give a proper drasha. You also want to have time to eat. You also want to have time to sleep. You also want to have time to mingle with friends. And you have to do all of this when we just changed the clocks. How do you do it all? It's a problem.